Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory and the power, both now and forever. Hallelujah. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, God. Hallelujah. Because you are great. Hallelujah. And you're worthy. You're worthy and you're great. You're great and you're worthy. And you're worthy and you're great. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Bless our services on today, God. Hallelujah. Bless our services. Hallelujah, God, and we will give your name praise, and we will give your name glory, and we will give your name honor. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, we love you, and in Jesus' name we pray, and our soul says amen, amen, excuse me, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to our listening audience. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the Lord on this beautiful, glorious, rainy morning over here in the Philadelphia area. Thank God for the liquid sunshine coming down from heaven. Thank God for another day to hear it, to see it, to feel it. Amen. Even to taste it if we want to. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. Amen. Giving God praise, TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and everything else going to be all right. Amen. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Amen. Hallelujah. God says it's going to be all right. Amen. And so we just want to bless him. Hallelujah. On today. Amen. And to God be praise and glory and honor. If this is your first time with us, well, I'm telling you, you made the right decision today. Amen. And we want to thank you, amen, for being with us. Amen. Please enjoy the services on today. Amen. Glory be to God to the extent that you just keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on coming on back. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. 7 days a week. Amen. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second here. Got a little bit of technical difficulties. Amen. Trying to, amen, talk to you and work the switchboard all at the same time. Look, thank God when you can do it. Thank God when you can do it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we bless God. We want you to know that all of our services are our God. And amen. At blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. We also have an altar of prayer where we meet 5 days a week. Amen. And we have Bible study on Wednesday nights. And we have spiritual warfare training. We've been incorporating the spiritual warfare training, but we're going to separate that again. Amen. Because in spiritual warfare training is very, very intensive. Amen. And intentional. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. And praise be God. We pray that everybody is excited today. Why? Because God has given us one more day. One more day to live, one more day to serve, one more day. This is our time. This is our time. Amen. And soon there'll be time no more as far as we know it, but that's okay. That's okay. Why? Because, amen, we would have passed the test, and we know that there's no blessing with no testing. Amen. As we learned in our Wednesday night Bible study, amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then our test becomes our testimony. And we overcome by the word of our testimony. So it's all good. It really is all good. Amen. When we slow down and look at things in perspective according to what God has to say about it, we find out that it's real good. The devil likes to exaggerate stuff, you know, take us into the carnal, you know, take us out of faith, help us, you know, prevent us from walking in faith, you know, but he just an exaggerator. Amen. Glory be to God. I was talking with one of my neighbors on yesterday. Amen. And we, you know, I had an opportunity to really, really minister to her, and I just want to thank God for it. But anyhow, we was talking about some of our ex-presidents. Amen. And then I was saying that this generation, this culture here, that we was talking about one of our ex-presidents, and I said, you know what, I think that the people really like this particular person because of the drama that he brings. That's why it didn't make a difference if it was a truth or a lie. It didn't make a difference. The man brought the drama. And this generation that we're living in, they love the drama. I mean, look at the reality TV shows. You know what I mean? We can go on and on and on. This generation is about the drama. And they was turned on because they don't have a life. Amen. They don't have a life. Amen. So they want to see who the bachelorette is going to choose and who the bachelor is going to choose. I mean, you know, it's okay to, you know, if that's the type of entertainment you want. But, you know, and we're not saying that you don't have a life because you watch it, but we do know that the majority of people in this culture don't have a life. See? And then this particular person brought the drama, so he brought the crowd. And that's just the time that we're living in right now, beloved. The devil likes to bring the drama. Because if he can bring the drama, he can distract you, amen, from the real thing. And he can break your focus off the real thing. And there was somebody, amen, I forgot, amen, who it was, amen, but ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing. I don't know if that was Aretha or who. Amen. Glory be to God. But it's Pastor Bradford this morning. Amen. Nothing like the real thing, and Jesus is the real thing. Amen. Ah, Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. I want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4. Hebrews chapter number 4, and it's only 16 verses there. Read the whole thing, amen, when you get some time or make some time in your schedule today, amen. I want us to look in verse number 14 and 15 says this, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Amen. Oh, my God, isn't that beautiful? Absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Just for a few minutes today, beloved, amen, I want to talk to you, amen, on a subject that God truly cares about you. God truly cares about you. If you've ever been controlled by hurt feelings or offenses, beloved, you know it's a miserable state to be in. Everyone has opportunities to get offended. Everyone has opportunities to be upset or ticked off at someone. Think about it for a moment, beloved, when a time when a friend or family member, you know, did something disappointing to you. Now, if we was to, like, really, really be honest, like, how successful were you at dealing with it? See, I mean, they made you mad. That happens to all of us, okay? That's life. That happens. We all have experienced that. It can often be very difficult to rein in your emotions, beloved, when you've been hurt. Good news this morning is what I want to encourage you this morning is to let you know that Jesus understands. In our scripture on today, amen, in the book of Hebrews, amen, it says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hallelujah, and blessed be the name of the living God. Beloved, when we read this verse right here alone, it empathetically declares that although Jesus was God in the flesh, when he walked on this earth, he still faced every temptation that you and I face in life. And as a result, this verse says that Jesus is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Beloved, when we dig a little bit deeper, amen, glory be to God, and looking at what is being said here, glory be to God, and he is touched, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched. These words, beloved, be touched with means to share an experience with someone or to sympathize with or have compassion for someone. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. What a comforting thought, beloved. Jesus empathizes with every temptation and struggle that you face in this life. He identifies with you. He sympathizes with you. And he has compassion for you regarding what you're feeling in the situation that you're facing. Beloved, what we have to remember is that Jesus has been where you are. Jesus has felt what you feel. He has overcome the temptations that you are now trying to overcome. And because of his experiences, beloved, he understands the emotions that you're working through. He understands the frustrations that you're working through. He understands the temptations that you face in life. Beloved, there is no need to feel too embarrassed to go to the Savior. Hallelujah and glory be to God because he understands. Sometimes we are embarrassed to talk to people. Sometimes we are, beloved. Hallelujah. But never feel too embarrassed to go to the Savior. Because if anyone can understand what you are going through right now, it's Jesus. He has been tempted in all points, just like you and me. Yet, beloved, the Bible tells us that he never succumbed to temptation. And therefore, as a result, Jesus understands your dilemma. Jesus has experienced your problem. Jesus is familiar with disappointment. Jesus knows the temptation to get frustrated. And Jesus sympathizes when you get upset. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. Glory be to God. Beloved, Jesus never fell into one of Satan's traps, but he definitely faced the same frustrations we do in life. In fact, beloved, if Jesus hadn't been tempted in every realm that we are tempted, he wouldn't be able to understand us. or serve as our great high priest. For instance, beloved, I can only imagine the frustration that Jesus must have felt in the Garden of Gethsemane. He had invested 3.5 years of his life into his disciples. And for the first time in that experience, Jesus needed them. Jesus asked 3 of his disciples to pray for him during his hour of temptation. Y'all know the story. You can read about it in the book of Matthew, chapter number 26. He didn't even ask much. He asked them for only 1 hour of prayer. 1 hour. Glory be to God. Sweet hour of prayer. He said, can you give me 1 hour, boys? But what happened, beloved? Instead of praying, they fell asleep. The Bible tells us that he came and he pleaded with them a second time to pray with him. Jesus needed him. He said, I need you guys right now, and I need you. The Bible tells us that once again, the boys fell asleep. Then Jesus came back a third time, beloved, all in the same night, and besought his disciples to pray. He said, can you pray and give me 1 hour? It's something about 1 hour prayer. But the Bible tells us, beloved, again, the disciples fell asleep on the job when Jesus needed them. When Jesus needed them, they were asleep. Oh, that's a subject all by itself. Beloved, what if you had been in Jesus' position that night? What if you had given 3.5 years of your time to these disciples, but when you asked them to help you for the very first time, they failed you again, again, and again. Never ask anything. Never ask anything. Never. I'm the giver here. I'm the giver. I'm the giver. I'm not receiving anything. But for this one time, this one time, this one time, always doing for somebody, always doing, always giving, always sacrificing. Whatever you need, glory be to God, I give it to you. Glory be to God. Even before you ask for it, here you go, here you go, here you go. And you get delight in doing it. It gives you pleasure to serve. Happy that you got something to give. Just want to see the people happy. Just want to see your family happy. Just want to see your friends happy. Just want to make sure everybody's needs is met. Now, this one time, I need you. And I can't count on you sleeping on a job. How would you have felt, beloved? Beloved, it would be normal for a person in this situation to be tempted to become resentful, upset, and even offended. Anyone in that position would be tempted to think, how dare you sleep on the job after all I've done for you? Matter of fact, you know what? I'm sorry I ever did anything for you, bunch of ingrates. Y'all know we were to go there. Come on now. That's that nature. Come on now. We all naughty by nature. You know we would. You look, even if you didn't say it, you know you would have thought it. But not Jesus. However, Jesus never fell into the trap of bitterness. Jesus never fell into the trap of resentment. And Jesus never fell into the trap of unforgiveness.
In fact, beloved, even as he hung on the cross, he prayed for those who had perpetrated this evil to him. When he spoke, amen, those precious last words, Father, forgive them. Beloved, I just come to encourage somebody this morning to let you know that Jesus is on your side. Hebrews chapter 4:16 goes on to promise, beloved, that when you go to him for help, obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of need. Glory be to God. Let us look at that, amen. Let us look at that, amen, as we close on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Hebrews 4:15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Do I need to say that again? Find grace to help in the time of need. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Glory be to God. God cares, beloved. He cares for you. Glory be to God. He cares about everything that concerns you, concerns him. If it's bothering you, it's bothering him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He cares for you. The very hairs of your head are numbered. He knows how many strands you got. Hallelujah. He knows all about your DNA. Everything. He knows your past. He knows your future. Glory be to God. When you offended, he's offended. When you're hurt, he's hurt. Glory, he's concerned about you, beloved. He knows what you've been through. He knows what you're feeling because he's been there himself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, he cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. He shares with your experience. He empathizes. He sympathizes with you. He has compassion for you because he's been there, beloved. Glory be to God. So Hebrews 4:16 goes on the promise that when we go to him for help, go to him for help. Thank God for the people you know. Go to God for help. Thank God for your community people. Thank God for the government. Thank God for your boss. Thank God for your church brothers and sisters. Thank God for your pastors. Thank God for your friends and your family. But come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus, saints. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. You're bringing it to the wrong person. Take it to Jesus. Take your cares to Jesus. Sometimes you talk to people. They don't really know what you're going through. They trying to work with you. They trying to walk with you. They trying to understand, but they don't understand. But Jesus does. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you cry, he'll wipe your eyes. He knows the pain. He feels the burden. Oh, glory. Sometimes we're so burdened on the inside. Oh, we just want to go somewhere and holler. We just want to go somewhere and scream. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I've had days in the past, glory be to God, when I just wanted to go somewhere and scream. I didn't want to shake my neighbors up. So I would just go in the bathroom and shut the bathroom door and run the shower. Glory, get under the shower and just scream to the top of my lungs because I had to let it out. God knows when you need to release, when you need to exhale. Oh, God, he knows. He knows you can't take another day of this. You can't take another moment of this. He knows that you're at your brink's end. He understands, saints. Glory be to God. We are frustrated. frustrated because people don't understand. Hallelujah. But you're taking it to the wrong person. He told us to come boldly to the throne of grace. You're going to find your help at the throne. You're going to find your help at the throne. Oh, glory be to God. So, beloved, the next time you feel tempted to get upset, the next time you feel tempted to be frustrated with someone, just run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Don't go in the opposite direction. Just run straight to Jesus. Come straight in. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm here. I'm here. Well, the good news is you don't even have to introduce yourself. He knows you. He knows you. You spend time with him. He knows your name. Glory be to God. You don't have to tell her. I'm Frieda Bradford. I'm Evelyn Westfield's daughter. Yeah, you know I'm the firstborn. Yeah, you know. No. Save all that. You come running straight to Jesus and just say, help, help, help. Hallelujah. And you got God's attention. Hallelujah. Run to Jesus, beloved. He's your faithful high priest. And he's inviting you to come boldly to him to receive the grace you need to resist that temptation. Oh, sometimes that temptation is heavy. Oh, glory be to God. If God don't move, it's going to be too late. If God don't move, I'm going to be repentant. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, don't run. Don't run to the drugs. Don't run to the alcohol. No. You're running in the wrong direction. You're running, but you're running in the wrong direction. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. He already knows. Jesus was, hallelujah, he was tempted too. The Bible says, in every area you was tempted. Hallelujah. We ain't going to add nothing to that, and we ain't going to take nothing away from it. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. Glory be to God. Jesus in his fine self. You think Jesus came out of the bosom of his father ugly? Yeah, right. His fine self. Got Mary Magdalene and all them women going crazy. Got them going crazy. Glory be to God. Cleaning Jesus' feet with a hair. Shoo. Hey, huh? Glory be to God. The devil is a liar. They got this rumor going around talking about Jesus and Mary Magdalene got three children. Jesus, no. We ain't getting into all that because the Bible ain't saying nothing about all that, so we ain't getting there. All we know is Jesus was tempted in every area that you was tempted, yet without sin. Yet without sin, beloved, I'm saying run to Jesus. Remember that Jesus understands precisely what you're going through because he experienced that same temptation when he walked on this earth. But he also knows how to help you walk in love. He also knows how to help you to walk in forgiveness, just as he did in every situation without fail. Oh, yes, beloved. He cares. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:6 says this, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Because 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. God cares, beloved. God truly cares. God cares. Sometimes we get disappointed because we thought people care. Or sometimes they ain't showing us strong enough or quick enough that they care. And that caused tears to your eyes. But I come to encourage you this morning that God cares. I don't care what you're in. I don't care your situation. It could be physical. It could be spiritual. It could be financial. It could be economical. It could be relational. I don't care. Emotional. I don't care. God cares. He cares. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. He won't be found sleeping on a job. Run to Jesus. And with open arms, he said, with help in the time of need. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people want to come and you asked them for something a month ago, and here they come. Well, thank you for it, but I asked you for this a month ago. Where was you when I needed you? See, not with God, not with God. He said you will find help in the time of need, in the time of need. And so whenever he come through, it's the time you needed it. You thought you needed it yesterday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you really need it whenever he comes through, because he's never late. He might be slow, amen, but he's never late. Amen. God truly cares for you. Father, we are so thankful that Jesus is our great high priest and that he understands everything that we face and feel in life. We can come confidently before you in his name to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Father, the next time we feel tempted to get upset or frustrated with someone, Father, we make the decision now that we will walk in love and forgiveness just as Jesus did. We are so thankful that as our faithful high priest, Jesus invites us to come boldly to him and to receive the grace we need to yield to his love and wisdom in us and to resist any temptation that comes against us. And we say thank you and we bless you and we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, all right, all right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. Amen. Thank God for that comforting word. You know what, beloved, because some of us need, all we need is a hug. That's all we need. You don't need no sex. You don't need no money. You know, always, sometimes, always, you know, a hug can go a long way. Amen. And that's our spiritual hug on this morning. Amen. That's our spiritual hug. Amen. To encourage all of you. Amen. That God truly cares about you. About you. Little old you. Little old you. God cares. Amen. And we bless God. All right. In form of announcements today, beloved, amen, we will be at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock noon. Amen. Please come with us. Amen. If you have a prayer request, amen. Hallelujah. And invite someone to come with you. Let them know that there is a prayer altar. Tell them to call at the top of the hour. Amen. Glory be to God. And put your prayer request in. Amen. Or if you just want to call and touch and agree with the prayer warriors. Amen. Glory be to God. You know why it's important to touch and agree? Amen. Suppose it was you. Suppose you were serving as the prayer warrior and you called in and you was the only one on the line. You kept hearing that music. See, when you call in, the way our system is set up, when the first person call in, all you hear is music. And you're going to keep hearing music until the second person call in. That's why you know you're on a call by yourself. As soon as the second person calls in, the music will disappear. That's just the way the system is set up, even for me. All right? So suppose, amen, just the music, no one on the line but you. That could be a little discouraging. Amen. That could be a little discouraging. So even if you don't have a prayer request, maybe you're at work, maybe you're driving or whatever, amen, just call in and listen. Call in and touch and agree. Amen. And be an encouragement, amen, to our prayer warriors. It takes a lot to be a prayer warrior. That's why we, you know what I mean, that's why we're grateful when you serve. It takes a lot. Our sister Joanne Thurman, amen, my God, I think she was taking prayer requests for about 45 minutes last night. But she was happy to do so, see, because that's what's in her heart, to serve as an intercessor. And all of our prayer warriors have that mentality. It takes a lot to be, so let us continue to pray for our prayer warriors. Amen. As they take on, amen, the burdens, amen, of the people and the situation that they're praying and interceding for. And so we cover all of them. I know that I make it a point to cover all of our prayer warriors every day. From every attack or retaliation, amen, every burden, and otherwise. Amen, in Jesus' name. Okay, today is offering day at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. I met with our attorney on yesterday. Possibly it's going to be, I spoke with a attorney. I haven't made a firm commitment if it's going to be our attorney representing, amen, our ministry, amen. But we're on the move. We're on the move. We're on the move. The wealth complex, amen, the kingdom wealth complex is on the move. Amen. Glory be to God. So it takes money. It takes money, beloved. Amen. And I did share the vision with you, and I'm going to share it again. Amen. When the Lord says it's time to do it. Amen. In the meantime, amen, we're moving. Amen. Our motto right now is we can show you, amen, better than we can tell you. Amen. So we bless Jesus. The foundation is already laid. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We just need that building, and the building is coming. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers. All right. All right. Okay. Several ways you can sow into this ministry, and this ministry is good soil. It's good soil. Amen. Glory be to God. So sometimes you give, amen, and we feel good about giving, but did you pray and ask God, is this where I should give? Just talk to the Lord. Ask the Lord. Look, ask the Lord, is Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry good soil? That's all you got to do. You concerned about me as your leader? Ask God about me. That's all. Is Pastor Bradford good soil? Is Pastor Bradford real, Father God? She hypocrite and she playing church. She's sinning. Just talk to God about me. I ain't got no problem with it. My life is an open book. See, because wherever I come short, it's on the altar. Ask God about it. Ask God about this ministry. God, should I sow in that ministry? And then after you hear from him, then ask him how much. And then when he tells you how much, then write the check quickly, because we need it. Amen. Glory be to God. We can use it. I don't say we need it. Amen. It's not like we're in a deficit, but, you know, it takes money to do ministry. Amen. We're in 300 million households 6 days a week, including today at 7 o'clock. Amen. With all the media streaming. Amen. Glory be to God. And some other stuff going on in the background. I just can't share it right now. I can't just share it. This media streaming thing is nothing compared to what's next, which I already know, but I can't share it to you right now. Amen. So, amen, as Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. And we blessed already. Amen. Several ways that you can sow into this ministry. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038, in Glenside, Pennsylvania. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. And our website is www.lifewordjesus.org, and you can hit the donate button right there, lifewordjesus.org. All right, and to God be praise, and to God be glory, amen, and to God be honor. You know, I did think, I think I just found out what the technical issue was here. Wait a minute, hold on 1 second, thanks. I'm going to see something here. Oh, you know what, I think I'm sorry, y'all, I'm talking to y'all, I'm looking at the switchboard here. Wait a minute, I think I might have figured something out here. Let me see. I'll work on that. Okay. Okay, thanks. Let me see. Any other thing? Okay, no Friday night prayer tonight. Amen. We have the Friday night prayer every other Friday. Amen. Every other Friday. I just try to be led by the Spirit. Amen. And I just, you know what I mean, I just don't believe in taxing the people. You know what I mean? I just don't believe in taxing, but I just be led by the Spirit also. The Holy Spirit say have prayer every Friday night. That ain't too much to ask, because if you're available, you're going to show up. You know, the ones that's available are going to show up. Amen. But no Friday night prayer tonight. Amen, because we had it last Friday, and Lord's willing, we'll be back on next Friday. All right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Everybody have a wonderful day today. Amen. With the liquid sunshine is coming down. I think Elsa is passing over. Amen. Glory be to God. Wear your mask. Thanks. I know most of you have probably been vaccinated by now. I don't know about you guys. Amen. I keep my mask on. I'm going to keep my mask on until the Holy Spirit tell me it's okay to take it off. Because they, you know what I mean, the CDC, they're really trying, but it's a whole lot they know they're not telling us. And it's a whole lot they don't know. Amen. It's a whole lot they don't know. And if I was you, I'd just continue to wear my mask. Amen. Keep your hands clean and continue social distancing. That's just my advice. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. All right, saints, that's it. Father God, we say thank you for the tithes, the offerings, the donations being sold today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask that you would bless the giver. That you are blessed to give a Father 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold in Jesus' name. And Father God, bless the money, that the money would be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom and the tearing down of the stronghold of sin. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever it is you would have us to do today, help us not to lean to our own understanding, but help us to acknowledge you in all of our ways. Show us your pathway for provisions. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we cancel bad news, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow, we cancel premature death. We pray, Father God, for all the families in devastation and turmoil and grief, and they don't know who to run to, Father. If they've been introduced to you, they haven't accepted you, they don't know you as Lord and Savior, and they're taking on all of these burdens and cares that you never meant for us to carry, Father. You told us to cast our cares on you. But how can we cast our cares on you if we don't know you? So we pray for the families, Father God, that don't know you, Father. It's just going to make things a whole lot easier, a whole lot easier. And we pray for them today. We pray for ourselves. We pray for ourselves, we who do know you, Father God, because sometimes we forget. Sometimes we get our priorities out of order. Sometimes we replace you with family and friends, Father. And instead of us running to you, we run into them. Father God, you are the one who died for us. Your blood was shed for us. You are our Lord, our Savior, and our High Priest. Help us never to forget that, Father. And to continue to cast all of our cares on you because you care and you truly care. And we appreciate you caring for us. Now, Father God, meet us at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock. Bless the prayer warrior as the prayer warrior comes to serve, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bind every attack against our prayer warriors, Father God, because we know that the enemy is working on them, Father, to weaken them, to give them the mindset not to serve, not to volunteer, Father God. But, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now. We dip all of our prayer warriors in the blood of Jesus Christ 7 times and decree that no weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. Now we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. We cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare it cannot and it will not be broken as we bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. The Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you, amen, and give you peace, amen. God bless you, saints, amen, hallelujah. I just want you to know, amen, hallelujah, that God truly, 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 truly does care, amen, about you, amen. And so do I, amen.
mansion made of stone in a shanty all alone. God cares.
Signing out. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today. Blessings.